Questions and criticisms are still swirling a day after a special commission inquiry delivered its findings into the alleged cover-up of child sexual abuse in the New South Wales Hunter region. The inquiry by Margaret Kinnean SC found that senior Catholic clergy hampered police investigations and that failing to report abuse allegations to police was inexcusable. One confidential volume contains findings that may lead to criminal charges being laid against a senior Catholic Church official. But the inquiry also concluded that the whistleblower and the former detective Peter Fox, who sparked the inquiry, lacked credibility. Those who've been campaigning for victims say the findings don't tell the full story. Emily Burke reports.
Some of the Kinnean inquiry's sharpest criticisms were reserved for Detective Chief Inspector Peter Fox, who's become one of the public faces of the campaign to expose child sexual abuse. The Special Commission of Inquiry found Peter Fox to be obsessive and a zealot, and his evidence lacked any credibility. But the New South Wales Greens MP David Shoebridge says the inquiry couldn't properly examine Peter Fox's claims.
Large parts of Peter Fox's evidence that he attempted to give to this inquiry were prevented from being given because of the narrow terms of reference. Many of the dots that Peter Fox wanted the commission to join could not be joined because of those limited terms of reference, and the Federal Royal Commission is really the only avenue to get that balanced understanding of the actions of the police and the church.
The Special Commission of Inquiry found that the Catholic Church knew about the predatory behaviour of two priests, James Fletcher and Dennis McAlinden, but failed to act for decades. And crucially, the Commission found sufficient evidence warranting the prosecution of a senior Catholic Church official in connection with the concealment of child sexual abuse relating to Fletcher. That finding is significant in international terms. According to the Newcastle Herald journalist Joanne McCarthy, whose reporting was pivotal to the creation of the National Royal Commission. She spoke to the ABC's Late Line program.
So we're not talking about the perpetrators here, we're talking about people who might have had knowledge of perpetrators, people who concealed, people who failed to disclose. There's been less than a handful of those prosecutions in the world, so that on its own is significant.
Greens MP David Shoebridge says there are still questions for the church to answer.
Perhaps one of the most disturbing parts of this inquiry is that the Vatican relied upon diplomatic immunity to avoid producing internal church communications between the church in Australia and the church in the Philippines about these pedophile priests. And that claim of diplomatic immunity can unfortunately also be pressed against the Federal Royal Commission. And if the Vatican is to change its culture, it needs to break down that wall of silence.
Do you think the Royal Commission will go over old ground, as it were, and reopen investigations in the Newcastle Hunter region, though?
The Royal Commission must go over the Hunter because the terms of reference of this inquiry, being limited to only two pedophile priests, were so limited and the investigation, therefore, so slanted that it's essential that the Royal Commission get a full, broad and balanced understanding of what went wrong for so many years in the Hunter.
New South Wales Greens MP David Shoebridge with our reporter Emily Burke.